It's Monday, March 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sulman. Three things to know today. IDC revises server and storage data for the year. New York's Shield Law in effect. And those Microsoft consumer announcements arrived today. This is the Business of Tech. IDC has released revised data for 2020 and now expects global spending on server and enterprise storage systems will decline by 3.4% and 5.5%, respectively. Server revenues have taken a beating in the first quarter of this year, with an 11% decline on the same quarter last year. IDC expects a lesser decline of 8.9% in Q2 before returning to growth in the second half of the year. x86 servers are down less than non-x86 ones. The non-x86 servers will suffer a 16% drop in 2020. So why do we care? This is another data point to a very crowded list in the past few episodes. My takeaway here is everyone should be adjusting downward all of their plans and projections, because that's what the data says and what smart planning says to do. The provisions of the New York Shield Act went into effect on March 21st, 2020. Any person or business owning or licensing data that includes the private information of a resident of New York must implement and maintain reasonable safeguards to protect the security, confidentiality, and integrity of the private information. Private information means either a username or email address in combination with a password or security question and answer that permits access to an online account, and personal information includes social security numbers, driver's licenses, or non-driver identification card numbers, account numbers, credit or debit card numbers, and access information, and biometric information. The safeguards are administrative, technical, and physical. So why do we care? The drum of privacy legislation beats on. The likelihood of many in the U.S. having a New York-based customer is certainly high, and joins California with more strict protections. Besides knowing this is out there, you should be considering your position here and lobbying your representatives. My opinion is we're in desperate need of a federal-level guidance to ensure businesses are not dealing with 50 different laws. Microsoft announced today its revisions to the consumer service subscriptions. Microsoft 365 Personal and Microsoft 365 Family are the replacement for Office 365 Home and Personal. Priced identically with the existing consumer bundles, they add some additional features. Existing customers begin seeing some of these new features rolling out today. One of the notable areas of expansion is consumer features for Microsoft Teams. Things like book groups, schedule coordination, photo and video sharing, and others are the use cases for these features and will be free to all Teams consumers users to start, with future premium services for paid M365 consumer subscribers. So why do we care? There's good and bad here. On the good, adoption of a technology like Teams for users in their personal lives is good for awareness and it's good for education. We're certainly seeing the benefits of that right now. Small businesses often pull these technologies that are consumer-driven into their businesses much more easily. We're going to see a lot of this post-pandemic. This is to be encouraged and viewed as an opportunity. On the bad, there's a risk for a consumer product being confused by small business owners as applicable to their situation. Awareness and education help. View the opportunity here as helping customers leverage both, knowing the education then comes back into their businesses. Today's episode is brought to you by DNS Filter. With remote security top of mind, DNS Filter lets you block unknown and harmful sites from anywhere. Because it's DNS, users rave that it's the easiest security product to set up. Having started as a service provider, their goal is to be the easiest deployment for MSPs. DNS Perf recently rated DNS Filter the fastest DNS in North America. Check them out at dnsfilter.com/MSPradio for a special extended trial offer. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Catch up with you tomorrow.